Did you know that approximately 55 million people worldwide are estimated to be living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias? As a disease progresses, many may require additional care to ensure their safety. During the middle to late stages of Alzheimer's, providing 24-hour supervision may become necessary. And in certain cases, more specialized care may be needed. It's crucial to be prepared and aware of the care options to effectively meet the care needs of your loved one. Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Musial, and welcome to My Care Advisors. In this episode, What is Memory Care? We are joined by Certified Senior Advisor Anna McMaster. She's the owner of Care Patrol of Central and South Austin. Let's listen in. Well, welcome, Anna. Thank you for joining our listeners today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Anna, I was wondering, could you please explain exactly what is memory care and the specialized services that are provided for individuals receiving this care?
So memory care is a secured, monitored part of an assisted living building or a standalone building that only does memory care. And it's designed for people who have Alzheimer's or any other form of dementia, who need to be in a place with 24-hour care and in a place that they won't be able to walk out the front door, and in a place that has dementia practitioners who are able to deal with their disease and the symptoms of that.
Oh, well, thank you for this description. And I was wondering, you mentioned assisted living care. So how do memory care services really differ from those that are offered inside of assisted living community?
I think of assisted living as an apartment where you are still independent, but you're receiving some help with activities of daily living. So you're getting some help with showering, dressing, medication management, but ultimately you can still get yourself to the dining room. You can still participate in activities. And you remember that if you need help, you'll press a button and somebody can come and find you. Memory care really is meant for people who are no longer able to do those things independently. And often what we find is that they forget to press that button. So all of a sudden, when they need help, they don't know how to advocate for themselves. Or they've gotten to the point where they might be walking out the front door or doing something harmful to themselves or others, or simply not appropriate for them to be in assisted living social environments either. Assisted living is great, and people always ask me, my mom has dementia, is she going to be able to live in assisted living? Yes, absolutely. If they didn't accept dementia residents in assisted living, none of these buildings would have anybody in there. But there does come a point where memory care is the more appropriate level of care.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And I was wondering, you started mentioning some of the benefits of memory care. Can you kind of delve a little bit deeper into that and share what you have experienced as a senior care advisor?
I think the biggest thing is safety. It's just knowing that your loved one is in a place where they have 24/7 care, 24/7 eyes on them, and that they won't be able to do anything harmful to themselves or others. Somebody once said to me, it's like a secure unit, but it's like a hug. And I said, oh, it's like a hug. Okay, that's kind of a nice way of saying that. But I think one of the biggest benefits is really for the caregiver. They get to go back to being a spouse or a family member rather than being a full-time caregiver. Never underestimate how difficult it is to be a caregiver for someone who has dementia. And there does come a point where it's really beneficial for everyone involved to hand that level of care off to a professional so that you can enjoy your loved one without the stress of everything that caregiving brings.
Oh, Anna, you've really spoken about something that's extremely important. I loved what you said about the spouse can become, you know, a spouse again, instead of that family caregiver that's there 24/7. And so it's an addition to that. I was wondering, so I'm sure there's so many examples of those that you've been able to help over your time as a Care Patrol senior advisor. And I was wondering, do you have a story that you might be able to share with us about just that impact that memory care really made on not only on that resident, but also their family members? And you mentioned spouse as well.
We deal with clients and all types of situations. And for memory care, it's often a situation that it's a crisis. Something has happened. That person has walked out the door. There's been an incident and we're looking for memory care very quickly. But one of the most interesting cases I dealt with over the years, I had a husband and wife, Bill and Mary, who moved to Austin to be closer to their daughter. We found a phenomenal independent living community for them. They were social. They were active. They were eating again. They were just living life. And unfortunately, Bill got sick and had a very swift decline and ultimately went on to hospice and passed. So the silver lining was that Mary was already in a community. She did have support around her. She was able to get some services for home care from home care to help her out. But we started to notice after a while that she wasn't participating in activities anymore, and she wasn't leaning on the support of her community. And it was because her dementia had progressed. And even though she wasn't wandering out the front door, she wasn't doing anything out of a social norm, she just wasn't able to keep up anymore. And she wasn't able to go to the dining room and sit at a table and have a conversation with her friends. So the daughter and I decided, let's just look at memory care. Let's just see. It might not be right, but we'll go check it out. So we went and looked at a number of memory care communities, and it's hard. This is a really hard search. It's much different than independent living. And when we were looking, she just felt, I can't imagine my mom in any of these places. Finally, we went to one and we walked in the door, and all of the residents were in a circle, and there was a band, and the band was like an old-timey folk band with a fiddle and a guitar, and they were playing old hymnals. And she burst into tears and she said, this is my mom's favorite hymn. She remembers all the words, and all of these ladies look like her. And we just knew that was the right fit. And we moved Mary in, and all of a sudden, because she's with other people who are at that same cognitive level, she didn't have to feel shame. She didn't have to feel any kind of embarrassment about not being able to keep up. She was just in a place that was right for her, where she was comfortable, but still living a life with purpose and with dignity.
Oh, that's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that with us and our listeners. You know, just having, as you said, just that moment where the daughter felt and knew that this was the right place. You know, that's amazing how you helped accomplish that. So I was wondering if you could just share a few more tips, just for family members when they're selecting a memory care facility for their loved one. Where can they start?
Well, first of all, call Care Patrol. I never discount how emotional this journey is. As a senior care advisor, I'm in and out of memory care communities all the time. But I always tell loved ones who are about to tour, this is what you're going to be walking into, because it's very, very emotional. And it's hard to see people in memory care. It's hard to see people who are in wheelchairs, who are not really with it that day, or any of those things. So I always say, just really, you know, protect yourself, be prepared. But the best memory care communities will have activities, and they will have light, and they will have happiness. And you should look around and see how the caregivers are relating to the residents. You know, this is not just a place that we put people in front of a TV. What are they doing? What kind of activities are they doing? Talk to all of the staff that you can. Find out who are the nurses. How often are they in the building? Who's the administrator? When they have gaps with their caregivers, do they use a staffing agency and just send random people? What's the staff turnover like? But the biggest thing is really you are walking into a, quote, a community, and that's what it should feel like. And when you find the right one, you'll know.
Oh, that's a really great thought. It's just kind of like when you walk in, you're going to know that this is a potentially the right place. So, right?
Yeah. And it's funny. I remember very distinctly the first memory care that I ever walked into when I first started Care Patrol. I walked in and it was the big building and the lobby was like Grand Central Station. There was people everywhere. There was music. They had dogs running around, cats, birds, animals, everything. And some of those residents in there, you would have never thought that they were memory care residents. They looked so great and they looked so happy. And the best places have that feeling.
Well, thank you for those insights, Anna. I was wondering, as we start coming to the close of this session, what other thoughts do you have that you could share with families when they're on this search and also really just caring for their loved one that has memory care issues?
You have to plan. You have to face reality and plan. And that's really hard. It's really hard to think that your loved one has a disease that has no cure and that it's a very inevitable progress through that disease. But if you make plans and you have conversations with all of the family members who are involved in this, it makes the transition so much smoother. And if there is a crisis, if there is a point where you are next to a hospital bed and you have to make a decision, if you've already planned for that and you've already had the discussions, it's just going to be a lot easier. So I always tell families, don't wait until there's a crisis. And just because you're talking to me, a Care Patrol person, that doesn't mean that we're putting mom in memory care tomorrow. But we are making plans to make sure that she is safe. And sometimes it's easier to make the transition from independent or assisted living to memory care. They're already familiar with a community environment. So I always recommend that families think about, you know, three steps ahead before mom needs memory care, before dad needs memory care. Maybe assisted living would be appropriate to get him used to that sort of environment.
Well, thank you, Anna, for sharing these valuable insights with our listeners. And thank you for what you do to help so many individuals live their best life.
It really is an honor. I have found the job I always wanted to have, and I'm really blessed to be able to help people on this journey.
Thank you, Anna, for sharing this important information with our listeners and providing such valuable insight into memory care. Listeners, to view resources, show notes, and access more MyCare Advisors episodes, visit mycareadvisors.com. You can also subscribe and listen to our podcast on your favorite app. I leave you with this thought. Caring means showing up, being present, and expressing genuine concern for others. Choose to be inspired to live the best life every day. Thank you for listening. We are grateful to be your guide.